This week we interviewed Zach Little and Fran Daly about track and field.
I participate in discus, shot put, and I did the 4x1 relay.
I throw shot put, and I run sprints. The last track meet, I ran the 400 and the 4x2 relay. A 4x2 relay is when four people get together and we each run 200 meters.
Track practice is different for every individual, depending on what event you participate in.
Four laps of warm-up, then we have a dynamic workout, and then we go practice what events we do, or we do a running workout.
At the beginning of the season, the coaches recommended that each athlete write down a goal for themselves.
The goal for this year is probably just to, get better at what I can do in track.
I want to throw at least 120 in disc and 35 in shot.
Each individual experiences their own challenges with track.
Keeping at it, staying with it even if you don't do very good at it.
Just having to commit to practice every day and, the beginning workouts are pretty hard. You just have to get in shape.
Everyone has their own reason for why they like track.
Being out there with a bunch of people that you're friends with and, getting physically active and having fun.
I'm Brooke Sinaco.
And I'm Amanda Smalley.
The outstanding musicians for choir, Samantha Clay, and then Ryan Smalley got the outstanding musician for band.
It's quite an honor to receive this award, and is given to a student from every band and choir that participates in the competition.
Typically, I would give it to a senior. With these two seniors, throughout the 3 years that I've been here, they've shown to be outstanding musicians, and I felt that they deserved it.
Mr. Smalley expressed his feelings about winning this award.
Well, for the jazz band, I played the drums. I was originally going to play the bass, but since our drummer became ineligible, I had to take over the drums.
Luckily, Mr. Smalley is very musically talented and was able to help the jazz band in their time of need at the last minute.
It was very exciting to be recognized for loving music so much.
This is Sung Haywood.
And I'm Amanda Smalley.
This week, we are reporting on two guest speakers, Drew Dix and Ra'ed Girard.
Drew Dix is the winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor. To win this award, you had to perform a heroic act, which he succeeded to do during the Vietnam War.
Ra'ed Girard explained how he came to America from Iraq.
I was born in Baghdad, and I spent most of my life in Iraq. Then I immigrated to the United States in 2005. So I've been living in the U.S. for the last 3 or 4 years now.
Girard explained to students some of the similarities between Iraq and America.
In Iraq, we don't play a lot of the same sports that are played in the U.S. People play usually basketball, and what we call football is what the U.S. Will be called soccer, right? But people don't know football in Iraq, like the American football.
Students expressed their feelings about Girard's speech.
Honestly, I was really impressed. Just the level of knowledge that he had and what he talked about.
I thought it was very informative, and I really liked what he said, and it's a lot to think about.
I thought it was really good, and he had a lot to say, and he really got my interest.
He definitely gave his side of the story and expressed his knowledge of Iraq and the confrontation between the United States and Iraq.
I'm Amanda Smalley.
And I'm Sung Haywood. We interviewed the students of Haynes High on Teacher Appreciation Day.
They spoke of what they appreciated about their teachers.
Miss Boron. I can talk to her about a lot of stuff, and I like the way she teaches. And I always learn something new in her classes, and they don't get boring.
Mr. Davis. I guess he's funny most of the time. I guess he'll scare you first, and then he'll laugh and tell you that he was just joking.
My favorite teacher has to be Mr. McPeters because he's always really fun and he runs like the funnest classes and he's really nice.
My favorite teacher would probably have to be Mrs. Danner because I think she's an amazing artist, so she teaches an amazing art class.
My favorite teacher is probably Mr. Fano. Why? Because he's awesome. He's funny and fun to be around. Cool.
Miss Martin. She picks good material to learn about in the class, and she's very helping with people who have trouble.
Miss Kuznow is a really great teacher. Fun a lot of the times, but she can get us to do work also, so it's a good mixture of that.
I appreciate Mr. Buck because he's always willing to help people with their homework in chemistry and all those really hard classes.
Mr. Knight is a good teacher. He knows his stuff about welding and also the auto shop and small engine classes I take. He knows all the industry standards for welding, so I can always check my progress with him to make sure I know that what I'm learning is correct.
Miss Marie G, because she is a really good teacher for her first year, and I can tell she really cares about what we learn.
Mr. Strong is an awesome teacher because he teaches Tlingit class, and Tlingit class is awesome because it's actually a dying language, but us people that are in that class are not making it, so it's pretty sweet.
I appreciate Miss Buck because she's a very kind person. She takes time out of her day to help you, and she has tons of patience because she has to deal with a lot of very unique characters. So I appreciate her for putting up with us.
This is Melissa Schultz.
And this is Sung Haywood.